Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we got a hate crime video up on InfoWars.com. Gays brutally beat Christians in America. And you've got a gang of gays. And it's not that I mind calling them gays. I have to use the term everybody orders me to use. It's all brainwashing. I mean, you would call it heterosexuals. What would you call it? Straights? Imagine if a group of straights beat up some gay people. It would be national news everywhere, as it now is. And I think that's wrong when people do that. This is a giant horde of people beating up Christians that came out to stand on the street corner and exercise their First Amendment. And, you know, the fact that this doesn't get any attention. I mean, it's just like groups of blacks attacking whites all over the country. It needs to get attention to say it's wrong so people don't morally think it's okay. Just like the Ku Klux Klan used to go around beating blacks up and worse because they thought it was morally okay. I just cannot stand the double standards. I was watching this video during the break. It just blew me away. That video's up on InfoWars.com. Watson, I'm going to keep you with us another 30 minutes or so here and take some phone calls. If people want to join us on air, first-time callers, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And again, we're showing this video. It starts with just, you know, kind of some henpecking and pushing, and then turns into just a melee of trendies beating people up. And I tell you what, man, you do that to me, you're going to get your nose taken off very quickly. I'm just so sick of wimps, like thinking they can push everybody around. Like that guy yesterday, he like gets up and he goes, "I told you, get out of here." And I'm like, I'm being polite to the guy before that. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just so sick of weirdos thinking it's their right to attack people. I don't care who they are. Let's go back to Paul Watson. This is a short segment, Watson. What do you make of the general craziness? In your gut, where do you think everything's going, Watson?
I think it's going towards the complete collapse of society, but on a very slow-motion process. I mean, the thing you're talking about on InfoWars, collectivists and liberals will preach tolerance all day, but they won't tolerate people's free speech if they disagree with it. It's like those two bloggers who tried to get into the UK to speak at a rally. They were critical of extremist Islam, and the Home Secretary said, "No thanks, we're going to deport you." They didn't get in the country. While at the same time, extremist Islam preachers who call for killing all Jews and Christians are allowed into the country, allowed to preach at mosques on a regular basis.
And have TV shows. Yeah, while I was exactly there, I saw it on TV.
Right. So it's about, oh, we tolerate free speech, everybody's going to be inclusive, but don't criticize minorities, even if they're extremists and even if their behavior deserves
even if they're
condemnation.
Racist. Absolutely. Well, here's the deal. The globalists are a lot of different combines together run by central banks, but it is a leftist, anti-Christian, anti-family group of kind of Jacobins. They tried this in the French Revolution to end the family, change the week to 9 days. They want to play God, and they want to pull down existing things, existing structures. And they really are, the globalists will team up with anybody as long as it hurts families and Christians. I mean, there is a bias against families and Christians. We know when the globalists get control, they come after us. I mean, it's that simple.
But I mean, Christians all over the world, it's not just a cultural war in the West. All over the world, Christians are being expunged, being ethnically cleansed, and nobody's really talking about it. It's happening all across the Middle East. Christians are under direct assault, and nobody seems to be that concerned about it because they're not a minority.
I mean, so what if they take a family out and chop their heads off on the roof screaming Allah Akbar? I mean, Obama got a peace prize. You racist? Why are you racist against Obama? Apologize to Media Matters listening right now. How dare you not want to behead children? How dare you not want to eat people's hearts? Al-Qaeda and Obama are good. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number three. We're going to take some phone calls here with Paul Watson ahead of Max Keiser joining us with big financial news at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to have to do an hour overdrive. There's so much news. Man, I take 2 days off, and I feel energized. I'm ready to go do the nightly news, everything. But we are back, and I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Listening to the 911 call of this poor woman, and we covered this a few days ago, but now it's big national news. The Times-Dispatch is covering it. Where she went for a benefit to get some cookie dough and bottled water, and the undercover liquor police come running out screaming and yelling, and her friend thought that they were being attacked. And so they begin to drive off. Then the police swarm them, pull them over, and then say, roll your window down. So they go to start the car again. They point guns at them, pull them out of the vehicle, slam them to the ground, and then charge them with three felonies. And, folks, this is what's so scary. This is happening all over the place. We've got videos up on InfoWars.com of checkpoints from California to West Virginia where you drive up to one. They got dogs and lights and everything, and they want to search your car. And if you say no, man, they start screaming, jerk you out of the car, flip out. This is a serious crime. And they'll use the cover of a DWI checkpoint. Give me a break. The government ships most of the narcotics in, on record. The big banks launder it, on record. And I'm just calling it. I'm done. And so now I see police eating. Hey, you pull me over randomly. I'm going to come up and talk to you. I'm going to go, hey, you guys know about the New World Order? And they go, yeah, Alex, we do. And we're trying to wake people up. I'm like, oh, great. Well, let me buy a piece of pie or something. But I go over there and they get arrogant. They're going to get a whole speech. And if they want to do something to me, go ahead. I'm done. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm only afraid of living like a slave. And again, we obsess on the police because you are what? Where the rubber meets the road. From Romania to Egypt, the fight against tyranny, you are going to be key in this. And we have the 911 audio. We're going to play part of it. Let's go to that and then get Watson's take on this. Here is part of the clip.
911.
Hi. We have a problem in the Harris Teeter parking lot. We're surrounded by people. And
somebody crying?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
We don't know if they're real police officers or not, and we're freaking out. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. We're in the Harris Teeter
parking lot. Did somebody have a gun or something?
We're being chased. Oh my god.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Ann Downey.
Who's chasing you?
Pardon?
Who's chasing you?
So we were surrounded by like six people and they started flashing. Well, they were yelling at us and then we like didn't know if they were real police officers.
By the way, it's normal to be scared by people running up crazy. Stop it for a minute. And it just gets worse as they scream and yell and then drag them out and then throw them on the concrete and charge them with felonies. But this is what it's all about, the fun of rushing in on two women in a parking lot who've bought cookie dough, again, over alcohol, over marijuana, over all these things. It's just an excuse to say we're all suspects, but the government, historically, that's the most dangerous thing. That's a fact. And it gets even more horrific. It's linked up on Infowars.com. How much more of this is there, guys? And again, there's 5 minutes of this. It gets real bad towards the end. You can hear them when they're drug out on the road and the phone's still picking it up. That happened in Virginia. Let me go to Paul Watson on this. Then we have the other video up on the site of West Virginia where the cop flips out at a warrantless checkpoint because the guy doesn't want to answer all their questions and let him search his car. I mean, it's just incredible. And the argument is we're going to find bad guys. What, you might find a felon with a gun? But they never seem to get the actual bad guys. No, it's always about us because the state is literally feeding off of us. We have the biggest prison population in the world, Paul.
Well, yeah, because it's an industry. But in this case, they charged her with two assaults because her vehicle grazed two of the agents. So she is, even though they attacked her, and apparently from what I read before, they were plain clothes. So she didn't even know they were cops. They could have been a gang of thugs just attacking her, which is actually what they were. But she got charged with assault. Good news is that they dropped the charges last week. So, you know, there is a shred of common sense left.
Well, let me tell you how this is with some of these undercovers now in areas where this is put up with. And again, it varies department to department. I'll see them. Well, we've seen the surveillance videos in other cases where you'll have two of them walking and a woman tries to go around them. And then they walk in front of her and then shove her up against the wall for just fun. And I mean, it's literal Clockwork Orange droogie behavior.
I really don't know what's going on in America, Alex, because it's pretty bad in other parts of the world, in the West, but it's never that bad. People marvel at the level of tyranny that American cops like to engage in because it's just unparalleled. You know, we had the story last week of them strapping people down in prisons, forcibly drawing blood while the victim screams, you know, what country is this? The only place you'd see that is in North Korea or communist China. I mean, come on.
This article's up on Infowars.com. Hate crime. Gays brutally beat Christians in America. And we showed part of it, not the really brutal part earlier. I want to show some of the brutal part. It goes on for 5 minutes. These Christians are there with their signs on the green away from the gay pride march, and the people come over and take turns punching them and hitting them for 5 minutes before piling on and taking the guy's sign away, and the police do nothing. And I saw the same thing in Seattle in my film Battle for the Republic that's online if people want to see it, where the illegal aliens block the road for like an hour. So the guy gets out and protests it silently, and the police come and slam his head in the ground with blood spurting, and the illegals celebrate and join in, knocking the man's windows out with the cops high-fiving and celebrating as they attack their car. I mean, these are just warped gangs working with the police. And in Seattle, remember during the WTO, they banned free speech. You couldn't have in the city an anti-WTO pin. Just amazing.
Well, they use the minority against the majority, and we're all being manipulated. That's what we need to understand. These people who beat up preachers, you know, then they complain when cops pepper spray them in the face. Well, you know, join together, support everybody's freedom of speech, and then we're all going to be stronger for it. Don't nitpick and create divisions and allow
exactly
yourself to use as a weapon.
Cops, and good cops are the best about this. Like, we're going to get the fellow on that was in the New York airport, the sheriff's deputy, who wouldn't arrest the lady for handing out flyers in the comments. And he goes, no, she has a right to do it, even when he was ordered by the bureaucrat to do it. And it turned out the sheriff backed him and he did the right thing. This is your right as well, bureaucrats, police. You are an American as well. Stop acting like we're all slaves and you're first-class citizens. We need to all come together here.
It's amazing, Alex. I wanted to get to this other story, though, before I get off, which is basically received next to zero attention. You remember probably 6 months ago in the UK, there was this big horse meat scandal where they found like 1% of meat in some beef products was horse. And they had, you know, government inspecting abattoirs. They had new standards, legislation come out almost immediately. Yesterday it came out, a lab in Louisiana analyzed Pepsi and Coke and found a cancerous carcinogen that is a caramel colorant used in Pepsi and Coke. 8 times the safe limit, this cancerous carcinogen. And Pepsi comes out, admits it, says that it's in the drink, and says, well, we'll try and get it out by February next year. So 7 months, this cancerous carcinogen is going to be in Pepsi.
And do you know what else they put in Pepsi on purpose, part of Bilderberg Group? Dead baby cells. And I first heard this 3 years ago, didn't believe it. There were federal court cases, and they ruled the stockholders of PepsiCo who wanted to stop it cannot stop it. So it's baby flavoring. I mean, it's just lunacy. Lunacy.
You know that it came out. They first tried to claim that was a hoax. Then a couple of months later, when pro-life groups were boycotting Pepsi, they had to come out and admit it and say they were going to remove it. So again, the media treated it as a hoax. 2 months later, Pepsi admitted it was true and said they were going to remove it. But now they're saying, oh, maybe in 7 months we'll remove this cancerous carcinogen. It's in the existing supply. Compare that to the horse meat scandal in Britain, which everybody freaked out for weeks and weeks. There was legislation immediately, inspections, because some horse meat's in beef. Yeah, that's pretty disgusting, but it's not going to kill you.
No, they always distract with something like that. They always distract with, one person died from E. coli. Don't eat any greens ever again. Meanwhile, we're putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in your water, fluoride. It does kill you. It does cause massive cancer and brain damage. Harvard study, but we're going to keep doing it and laugh at you if you don't like it.
And this, it's called 4-methylimidazole. It's this chemical compound. It's in roasted foods, grilled meats, coffee, types of caramel coloring. 2007 study found that high doses of this were carcinogenic in mice and female rats. So they've known about it for 6 years. It's at 8 times the level, according to this lab study, in Coke and Pepsi. And they're saying, oh, maybe next year we'll remove it.
No. Listen, they add poisons. The secret flavoring in these things and in the meat sauces on record, the big industrial ones, and also some of the other, quote, flavor enhancers they use are really poisons on purpose because they found in major studies that many poisons are actually addictive. So what they're doing is adding these poisons on purpose, so you wonder why you get a high off of it. It's incredible. Paul Watson, Stay there. We're going to come back and take phone calls. We're going to talk to Ashley and Derek and Rusty and James and Bulldog. We have he's a police officer who wants to comment on the current situation.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I've been kind of gibbering today, and I appreciate everybody putting up with me. I've been off for 2 days and just get totally wound up. I think it's good to do this more often, though, because my voice is back. It's not hard to talk. So thanks for letting me take a couple days off. With the family listeners, though, I've been out there shooting YouTube videos every couple hours. But let's go to your phone calls. Bulldog in Washington says he's a police officer, wants to comment on current events. You're on the air, Bulldog.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, man, I tell you, it's a crazy world. How are you?
It is. I just wanted to tell you, you know, as being a field training officer for years, I call it contempt of cop. when a police officer is challenged and he or she may not know what to say, they'll bull up. And I call it contempt of cop. And I explain that to all the new recruits that come in over the years that, listen, we don't always have the answers. And I was always taught as a young police officer, I've been a cop for 16 years, is when in doubt, don't do it. And always act, always know by what authority are on, because the problem is you've got a lot of young police officers coming in out of the military, and it's the training that they're getting at the academy that's you're seeing more of this combative behavior.
That's right. They were in Fallujah a year before, and now they're there. And of course, I do things and get mad and afterwards feel like a jerk all the time. I'll be rude or bow up. You know, we've got testosterone. I know police have a tough job. I want to be clear about that. But if people sign up for it, and then you've got a power structure that wants to corrupt the police, it's up to the police culture to resist that. And look, I want to be honest. I know the police have been resisting being warped. I know that internal battle is going on. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I agree. And it all comes down to this, Alex. It's training, 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 and recruiting. The state I work in Washington State has some of the highest standards throughout the United States for policing, okay? We're a very extreme, we're a liberal state, and it's probably one of the best states for citizens to live in because we do honor people's rights here.
Well, I found that in the rural areas and some of the smaller towns, but what about Seattle where they let gay people, 15 of them, beat up a preacher?
Well, I watched that video, and it looks like SPD did to their job. They arrested the guy with the big gut. It's kind of funny. His girlfriend or wife that was with the baby carriage was kind of kissing the police's rear. But in the background, you could see that police officer watching that guy's iPhone.
I missed that. I didn't even pick. Okay, I'm wrong again. Oh, so they did arrest him. Good.
Yeah, and this is I live on the eastern side of the state, which is more conservative than Seattle. I mean, that's unfortunately King County and Pierce County dictate what the rest of the state does, and they're super liberal over there. So I'm grateful I work in a very conservative area. And I can honestly tell you, in the county that I work in, people still wave with all their fingers. I mean, we're highly respected, and we treat the citizens with respect. And this is what I'll tell you in closing. I am a public servant, and I tell the new guys that come on, we are servants first. We serve the people. That's who pays our paycheck. And let me tell you, majority of the guys, at least in my area, they have that mentality. And that's why people respect us. We partner with the community, and that's why we
don't
have the
issues. Sure, let me ask you this briefly, and we're going to get Watson's take on this and more calls. Are the police starting to notice that the government is publicly running Al-Qaeda overseas and doing all this creepy stuff?
You know, the guys I talk to, I'll be honest with you, they just want to do their job. They're just there to do their job and go home to their families. Some of them, you know, think that I'm a little out there, you know, conspiracy theory, but that's okay because I know that I'm telling the truth.
I know, but exactly. You know, here's my message to people. Look, things have gotten crazy. We've got to get out of this normalcy bias. God bless and be safe out there, sir. And I appreciate you being a public service. Thank you for your service. I want people to listen to me, folks. This is not a game, okay? I may bounce around and act crazy and stuff because it gets to me, okay? The New World Order is real. This takeover is real. The federal government has been taken over by foreign crazy banks. They're installing snooping systems in all the appliances. Watson, final comments. I'm going to come back with Kaiser and the rest of the callers.
Final comments on cops is, I guess, you know, a lot of them are friendly. They're doing their job as they should be, and it doesn't get in the news. So that's what I cling on to. I just don't understand how many of them can't differentiate between, you know, obvious criminal scum, which they have a very difficult job in dealing with, and people who simply know their rights. Why do they lump them into the same category when it's very obvious that they're a different kettle of fish? I don't get it.
Exactly. I mean, why beat up a woman who ask you a few questions? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I'll tell you, it's almost always the narcotic squads, the special groups that have been corrupted, who are just around scum all day, and they just become scum themselves. Almost every major narcotic squad in this country, folks, has police that are dealing drugs on it. In fact, it's the exception when they're not. And the Mexican mafia, where I live in Texas, is buying the police off. I just hate watching our country rot. I mean, America is rotting, and it's positive to admit that's happening so we can turn it around.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us is Max Kaiser, inventor of the Hollywood Virtual Stock Exchange, used by Cantor and Fitzgerald today on many of the stock exchanges of the world. And, of course, he was a successful stock trader before he retired, I think, at age 40. He's an old man now, 51, I think, if I'm going from memory. And he has MaxKaiser.com. He has the Kaiser Report on RT. He's on BBC TV shows, you name it. Got a chance to hang out with him in person over in London covering Bilderberg 2013. I still haven't gotten over the fact that we haven't properly talked about what a victory that was to have, let's not exaggerate, 4,000 people show up in one day, 1,000 turned away at one time, right above the Bilderberg Hotel. Just amazing to have them exposed. And I haven't gotten to that. I'm going to cover that more on Sunday. Luke Radowski was sent on his private email that nobody knows about of We Are Change, which really scares him because it's a youth movement that's not partisan. It's about liberty. I helped him launch it. Luke was sent an email that said, oh, this is Bilderberg Inside Info. Download it here. and it was child porn. And they did this right before he was about to reenter the U.S., and he was able on the Yahoo to scan it and preview and realize that was going on. But that's the type of insider stuff Bilderberg does. And I thought I would add that, that the times I've been death threatened particularly bad were right after Bilderberg meetings, the ones where they're listening to your phone and they tell you what you were just talking about when they death threat you. And it's Bilderberg. I mean, it's people associated with them. That's happened twice. It's happened other times, too, right after Bilderberg. It's happened in front of witnesses. Where I, you know, my, I'm talking to my wife about one of her family members in the hospital. I go, all right, I'm getting on the plane in about an hour and a half. I'm about to leave this restaurant. It was a great event. We really exposed them. All right, love you, bye. And then she calls back later, you know, 2 minutes later crying. They've called up and said, you know, they hope her parent dies and they're going to get us and all this. And I've got it on speakerphone. The guys are hearing. And then it's happened to me before. And I didn't mean to segue off into Bilderberg, but that's what the NSA can do. 840-something thousand private contractors with access to the NSA databases. Now under the core system, they're going to have access to all your medical records. You got herpes? You had a heart attack? Don't want people knowing. You got HIV? Don't want people knowing. Had a drug problem? Don't want people knowing. Had gallstones removed? It's not anybody's business. Don't want, you know, you're getting ready to try to get a job. You don't want to, it's all being shared. They're just mainlining, none of us having any privacy at any level. And I saw the video of Luke that's up on Infowars.com. He is completely freaked out on the video. He said it was just absolutely horrible what they sent him. And it's NATO and the globalists. NATO has been caught running not just child kidnapping, but child snuff films. That's come out in the Italian news especially. I mean, it is the worst of the worst. Who'll kill a million-plus Iraqis just to get their oil and have weapon sales. The globalists think of you as dogs. They will let our own troops breathe nerve gas, knowing... There you go. This is the type of insanity. I guess they've got one of the audio keys in there. They think of you... Yeah, that was Max Kaiser. They think of you... He makes anything a joke, I tell you. He's even more eccentric than I thought knowing him in person. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that they think of you as absolute garbage. They knew they were ordering the demolition of 200-plus giant chemical bases, the biggest Camisea, one of the biggest in the world. I keep going back to this every day now. Just as if this doesn't get through to you, nothing will. Oh, wounded warrior, oh, trips, legs blown off, oh, it's horrible. Yeah, I give money to that kind of stuff. My point is, what about sending them to fraudulent wars? What about them having nerve gas? Our own government blows it up, but they don't want to admit they've blown it up, so they say, oh, don't wear any mask. It's false alarms. That's how evil these globalists are. They run all the major vices. They run all the major crime syndicates. They're evil. The government is run by evil people. And we better have a real debate about this and stop being naive. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm going to shut up and go to Max Kaiser. I saw this morning. I wanted to get him to pop in for 10 minutes. He's doing that. Then we'll go back to your phone calls. Here's some of the articles. Bonds tank after jobs report. 10-year yield soars to 2.7. And that is out of Business Insider. Here's one out of Economic Collapse blog that links through to a bunch of mainstream stories on this issue. Have central bankers lost control? Could the bond bubble implode even if there is no tapering? So we'll explain what all this means, the type of inside manipulation is going on. Kaiser has predicted the bond market would implode by the end of April. He says he's been a few months late, and we're starting to see signs he may be right. Max Kaiser, thank you for joining us on July 5th, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the NSA, they're snooping on all these medical records. I had access to my own NSA medical records recently. Apparently, I've got a Kissinger stuck in my colon, and they're trying to get it out. So I don't know who I've got to call. Do I call the government? Do I call Kissinger? How do I get this Kissinger out of my colon? But anyway, so, Alex, as you know, last year on your show, I said that the bond market would sell off sharply, that they would have the end of the 30-year bond rally. And I said it would happen in April. And I was off by a few weeks or 2 months. The tippity-top of the bond market came about roughly 2 months later, which is okay. That's a pretty good prediction. And as a result, now you're entering from a 30-year bull market in the bond market, which means that interest rates for 30 years have been going down. So people who have been refinancing their homes have experienced that their mortgage rates have been going down, or people that are getting a savings account at banks, they notice that the return on their savings account keeps going lower and lower because interest rates have been going down. But now you're entering into a secular bear market for bonds, which means that interest rates are going to start moving up and will probably just move up for the next 10 years. So the economy is heading into the very strong headwinds of rising interest rates. And so that's what I was looking for. That's what's happened. And the question is, will the central banks, will Federal Reserve Bank, will the new guy here at the Bank of England, will they be able to swoop in, print another trillion or so in currency and money, and buy back lots of these bonds that are reckless, that are out of control now, they're crashing? Will they be able to buy enough to get interest rates back down to where they were at historic lows? I don't think they're going to be able to. So we have now the beginning of the bond apocalypse, as I have called it, and that is a major event. Now, the money coming out of bonds is going into things like stock market. It's going into the oil market. You know, the oil market's still above $100. It's not going into the gold market at the moment, and we can talk about that at some point. You know, that is not a market that's anyone is jumping for joy at the moment, but we know we can talk about the dynamic forces of that market at some point. But anyway, the bond market, as we have discussed on your show a year ago, I said it would top out. It has, and that's what people are freaking out about now.
Now, again, you're an expert in this. You were very successful working in the stock market. You worked, of course, with George Soros' son, and had a lot of legendary successes in the market. And so a lot of your predictions, unfortunately, have been accurate. I have to be honest, I was glad when your prediction in late April didn't come true, because even though I don't like this corrupt system, I'm not looking forward to the train wreck of it crashing and then the new too-big-to-fail power grab the authors of our great pain will get out of it. So that's what I'm really not looking forward to. I don't like seeing you lose credibility, because I think you're an interesting, smart guy and really say what you believe. And I didn't think you lost credibility, because who can guess exactly what's going to happen when they've got so many manipulative tricks up their sleeves with all their different computer systems to manipulate. But at a certain point, I mean, gold goes up, gold goes down. It keeps going up for 15 years or 13 years. I don't even really look at the price. I don't even worry about it, because I know this paper is all going to die. There may be something new that comes out of it, but regardless, so I agree overall, just as a layman who's interviewed hundreds of the world's experts on this, In my general understanding of economics. But how were you able, because it looks like now your huge prediction is starting to come true, a few months late, you said it'll start there, you even said where it would spread, the types of bonds, it looks like it's the same types of bonds you talked about, you said what would come out of that, but you couldn't tell me last week when you were on, and we re-aired it yesterday, so we're back-to-back Kaiser today, the double Kaiser here, sounds like it's a strange type of knot or something, but
It's a bond apocalypse. It's all Kaiser 24/7.
Exactly. But what I'm trying to get at here with you is specifically lay out the mechanics of this, because last week you couldn't really answer it. Is Bernanke going to taper with QE Unlimited, QE Affinity, or are they going to keep pumping? Because obviously they know, and the insiders are going to do this so they make even bigger profits. With your ear to the ground, what do you know about that?
Well, many pundits have tried to pick this bond turn, and very famous pundits, more famous than I am, for example, Jim Grant of the Interest Rate Observer, or Jim Rogers, co-founder of Quantum Fund, Mark Faber, who you've had on your show, Schiff.
We've had them all on, yeah.
Of course, Gerald Celente. So, I mean, I just went out and decided, you know, I'm going to, they say the trend is there. We're looking for a turn. I said, you know, here's a date, April 15th, making a bold prediction, and now it looks like that prediction was only off by a couple of months. But I mean, this whole side of the equation of pundits, if you will, looking at the debt that's been raising in the system really since World War II, you know, the American GDP, the American growth has been financed through American banks and central banks taking on trillions of dollars worth of debt. Under Obama, the amount of debt that Obama has allowed the Federal Reserve and other institutions to take on, it eclipses really anything Bush was up to, and it's more than all the debt ever undertaken before Obama. So the American debt indebtedness is now way higher than anyone could have imagined it. And at some point, the debt becomes a factor.
So now, is he going to taper?
Here's my analogy, and I'll give you an analogy, and it's a funny analogy, and unlike most of my funny comments, this happens to be funny by the fact that it's a funny image, but I'm not trying to be funny. But imagine if you were to swallow a porcupine, you know, the quills are facing out as you're swallowing that porcupine. Now imagine regurgitating that porcupine, and the quills are now sticking in your throat. That's the problem with unwinding all this debt, is that it's not, you just simply can't flip a switch and unwind all the debt.
Plus, they took all the bailout money and re-leveraged it into even bigger derivatives.
Well, that's exactly right. All of the quantitative easing and all that money has been used as collateral to build up this ever bigger pyramid of debt. And up until 2007, it didn't matter so much that there was a lot of debt because interest rates kept going down. As I told you about, interest rates have been going down for 30 years. So no matter how badly the economy was doing.
How big is this pile of Kissinger?
In my colon right now?
I mean, no, period. I think we should now no longer call it the dirty word poopy. It's now known as a Kissinger.
Well, officially, you know, it's in the, 15 to 16 trillion range. But unofficially, if you look at a bank like J.P. Morgan, you know, J.P. Morgan alone, off their balance sheet, they have 90 trillion in debt or derivatives.
That's a big Kissinger.
Yeah, that's huge. So they've got a massive Kissinger that's blocking the J.P. Morgan digestive tract in a big way. And so my point is, now that rates are going up, though, you see, it becomes harder to unwind. It's just like your house. I mean, if you bought your house when mortgage rates were low, and now a year or two later you're trying to sell your house, but it's a lot harder to get money because mortgage rates are moving higher and the price of your house might be the same or sinking. You can't sell your house because the environment is completely different.
Sure. So bottom line, it doesn't matter what they do. So you don't know if they're going to taper or not taper.
I don't know. The question is if they will or won't. They won't because they have no choice. And it gets back to what we've been saying.
But it doesn't matter because the interest rates are already going up.
But what they're going to attempt to do, in my opinion, is they're going to attempt to. The Bank of England just got this guy Mark Carney. He and the ECB both announced simultaneously that they're going to keep interest rates where they have been. This implies to me that we're going to see a new era of global central bank cooperation, and they're going to try to create a global bad bank or slush fund to try to keep rates from going higher. So it's going to be
massive.
Let's
expand on that. What I'm seeing happening is that just like you had LIBOR and coordination on interest rates, I'm seeing real interest rates go up, even though the official number stays at, you know, zero or whatever. So they'll still get free money, but we won't.
Well, the bondholders are going to be serviced at the cost of the economy. What's happening, without a shadow of a doubt, is that the wealth and income gap all over the world is widening. You know, there's an official estimate of this called the Gini coefficient. You can look it up on Google.
They call that the Kissinger effect.
It's the effect of having too many Kissingers lodged in your...
That's enough.
But the Gini coefficient tracks how wide the disparity is in an economy between rich and poor. We know that in places like Saudi Arabia, obviously, there's a huge disparity between the ruling kingdom and the people at the bottom. And in a place like America, it's known for a place that has a very egalitarian society. But in America and Western Europe now, and especially in European countries like Greece or Cyprus or Ireland, that is now exploding so that there's a wealth and income gap. And it's not a coincidence, therefore,
sure,
that we see a lot of social unrest. We see now revolution again in Egypt. We see social unrest all over Europe. We see in Brazil. We haven't seen anything.
Sure, as you said like 5 years ago on the show, as these interest rates go to zero and as money's devalued worldwide, the places where they're living in subsistence are going to blow. So let me ask you this question. In layman's terms, what do you now expect to happen that they're moving towards the bond market breaking up? They won't try to keep that bubble going, or?
They will try to keep that bubble going, and they will try to do global coordination of interest rates. And in my opinion, the whole NSA PRISM scandal is about, you know, trading on inside information, because, you know, all the high-frequency trading machines on Wall Street that go in there and they scout money, that's all based on insider trading. And they, to make that work, you need information. And to get that information, that's what this PRISM NSA spying is all about. It's not about security. It's not about keeping anybody safe. It's about making the bondholders of these banks and the central banks.
Yeah, it's about rigging markets and having intel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's market rigging. That's what PRISM and NSA is all about. And so they're going to be more invasive. They're going to want more information. There's going to be more reaching into people's bank accounts. There'll be more bail-ins, which is a euphemism in Europe for what we saw in Cyprus, where they just take money out of your account. So there'll be more of that wealth grabbing from accounts or bail-ins.
Hey, I'm going to do some overdrive, I promise, for the callers like Rusty and James and Derek and Grant and William. I'm going to get to all of you, but we got Kaiser for one more segment. I want to ask you about what you think of Mohamed Morsi over there and the military coup against him. You've been to Egypt quite a bit and broadcast live from there on this show. So you've been to Egypt in the middle of all this a year ago. I want to get your take on it now with Max Kaiser. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Our website's InfoWars.com. Follow us at Twitter, Real Alex Jones.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, one of our new sponsors has a really neat online product you need to check out. It's privateinternetaccess.com. We hear news stories every day about the NSA spying on U.S. citizens. Keeping your information private on the web has never been more important. Privateinternetaccess.com specializes in keeping your information private by encrypting your internet connection, hiding your IP address so that you can browse the internet anonymously, offering firewall protection to prevent data mining, eliminating records off your computer activity. PrivateInternetAccess.com. Learn more at PrivateInternetAccess.com. And lastly, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Until July 10th, they've extended it. They've never done a deal this good. Buy three, get one free of any of their huge line of incredible storable foods, the best out there, and the lowest price for what you get. This is, I mean, I went out and found the best stuff and then got them as a sponsor 6 years ago. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find all the discounts, and you get free shipping, but only for a couple more days. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. All right, continuing. I only got a few minutes left with Max Keiser. We're going to start the next hour, and I promise to get to these calls. Max, Morrissey, I don't like military coups, but this guy was out of control and backed by Obama, and Obama is, and the globalists are very mad he's been thrown out. But, I mean, 14 million people hit the street. The army, it turns out, went to him and said, please step down. They will overthrow all of us. So I'm not saying they're even angels either, but the head of Assyria, I think, rightly has said this is the death of political Islam that the West is trying to hype up to tear that place up. What do you make of this Orwellian bizarro paradox of our government and NATO openly running the Al-Qaeda people?
No, I totally agree with you. 14 million people, or even higher numbers than that. I mean, these are the people. They're out there, and they want to change their government. They had an election. The guy that they elected turned out to be a loser. He said all the wrong things, did all the wrong things. So they're going to try it again. Now, I would equate the army in Egypt with America's Second Amendment right. You know, in America, we've got a Second Amendment right. In Egypt, they've got the army, the guy with the guns. So what happened was the guys with the guns and the people got together and they had an extended revolution. They had another revolution. They're going to try it again. So I think on my Twitter, I said, look, you know, the big difference is that Egypt has the cojones to go out there and do the revolution. They got the guns. They got the revolution. In the United States, they got a Second Amendment, but no revolution. So at least Egypt is, you know, trying to get rid of the U.S. puppets and put in representational government.
Sure. Well, but I mean, it's not just that. These are bad U.S. puppets. I mean, they put a guy
They're all bad. What's a good U.S. puppet? They're all terrible. The U.S. has totally lost its way here. So there's no good U.S. puppet. And keeping it alive is this artificial pumping up the U.S. dollar, the world reserve currency. Once that's over, then it's all over. So this is the last gasp of the U.S. dollar. They go for the dollar. They crash gold. We know the whole story that's going on there. The bond market, however, is telling us that the days are numbered for the dollar.
Sure, Max. I'm not defending U.S. puppets because they're really globalist puppets. My point is the globalists put the worst people they can in to screw things up even more so they can buy it up even cheaper. And that's even what the Pentagon says about the global banks, is they're destroying U.S. future just for short-time profits. They're crazy.
So the Egyptians figured this out. They figured this out in less than a year. They figured it out. They got on the street, and now he's gone. So they figured it out. That's kudos to them. Now, you know, even Jefferson said, I mean, the soil of liberty has to be watered every 50 years with blood or something of this nature.
Well, yeah, the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants every generation.
Well, we're overdue, Alex. We're overdue.
I tell you what, man, I just want to try to fix this peacefully, but these crazy bankers, I don't know what their problem is, but they're really cruising for a bruising. Max Keiser, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
See ya, thanks.
There he goes. All right, Overdrive coming up at Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.